Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. The Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, November 25th, at the Huron County Building in Bad Axe. According to preliminary agenda, Michigan State University Extension educator Chris Schwarzendruber is expected to provide an update on that program, and then the commissioners will conduct a public hearing at 9:20 a.m. for the proposed 2026 budget. Following the hearing, commissioners are expected to approve the purchase of a new workstation for the court office and a new vehicle for the sheriff's department. Commissioners are also expected to approve the expense of converting one of the water fountains in the county building to include a bottle filling station and to employ a seasonal part-time worker for the ice arena. During this month's meeting of the Bingham Township Board of Trustees, Jim Zuloff, who's Bingham Township's representative on the Central Huron Ambulance Board, reported the paperwork change to an ambulance authority is being reviewed by the State of Michigan for approval. Among the advantages of changing from being governed by a board of representatives to operating under an authority is its limits liability, and an authority can create a special assessment district that levies a fee per household to pay for ambulance operations. Zuloff also noted that 16 iPads are being leased for 36 months for a cost of $450 per month, and that it'll take 3 years to get a new ambulance, and the $16,000 bid from Booms Construction to replace roof on the Port Austin Living Facility was approved. Also, Fire Chief Joseph Staser reported that as of November 12th, the fire department had responded to 52 calls and did a presentation on fire prevention to students in the Ubley School District. During that meeting, it was reported the Huron County Road Commission has erected snow fences along M-19 in an effort to reduce the amount of snow buildup on that highway. At this month's meeting of the Indian Fields Township Board of Trustees, approval was given to hire Lyle Severance to build and maintain the township's new website. That is not the only thing that'll look different. The board also contacted a disc golf specialist to look into the possibility of creating a disc golf course in the park and what the cost would be to develop one. The board approved allowing Owen Gass to remove old stairs in the park and replace them with new stairs as part of his project for being an Eagle Scout. Also, the board approved scheduling a special meeting of the Planning Commission for 6:30 p.m. on December 2nd and for a special meeting to follow. Both meetings will be at the Township Hall at 1633 Mertz Road in Caro. The Planning Commission's meeting is regarding proposed amendments to the township's zoning regarding battery storage containers and storage panels. A copy of the proposed changes can be viewed or obtained by request at Township Hall, and there's a minimal fee for copies. If you cannot attend the meeting, you can submit an email by using indianfieldsclerk@gmail.com before 4 p.m. on the date of the hearing. For questions or more information, call 989-325-1509. And we'll be back right after this.
Giving you a chance to win a $1,200 Christmas shopping spree.
$1,200.
WLEW reminds you to buy American when possible. Christmas shopping locally keeps your money in our community. As you shop locally, be watching for a Christmas luck bucket at area merchants. Enter your name to win the $1,200 Christmas shopping spree. Must be 18 to enter. Must shop locally to win. A $1,200 shopping spree.
What'll you find in your Christmas stocking?
Register to win the $1,200 shopping spree from the following businesses: Tri-County Equipment of Bad X, Carroll, Sandusky, and Marlette, Aspire Rural Health of Bad X, Marlette, and Cass City, Coffell Insurance Agency, Kretschke's, Moore Shoreline, and Amanda Lane Meg Farmers Insurance, all of Seaboyne.
We're back with more news. U.S. public health authorities are warning that the country's measles elimination status could be at risk for the first time in years, as clusters of new cases have emerged across several states. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is dispatching resources and reinvigorating vaccination campaigns in response, calling on local communities to address declining childhood immunization rates. South Korea and Malaysia have signed an agreement to collaborate on mineral supply chains and develop advanced military capabilities, including the modernization of Malaysia's Air Force. Leaders from both nations expect the partnership to support regional security and economic growth. And that's been your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and we'll be back right after this for a look at our weather with Russ Merley.
Shop Huron's Finest for fresh Michigan produce. Fuji, Ida Red, and McIntosh apples, $1.49 a pound or $6.99 a half peck. Honeycrisp, $1.99 a pound or $7.99 a half peck. Cabbage, 59 cents a pound. Brussels sprout stalks, $2.99 each. Acorn squash, 2 for $3. Buttercup or butternut squash, $1.99. And cranberries, 2 packages for $5.
Get a hot buy on a 10-pound bag of boneless, skinless chicken breast, $22.90. Whole fryers, $2.29 a pound. Choice chuck roast, $6.99 a pound. Whole New York strip, $9.99. $9.99 a pound slice free. Boston butt pork roast, $2.99 a pound. A family pack of ground chuck, $5.49 a pound. And 9 varieties of store-made brats starting at $4.49 a pound. Huron's Finest also has a full-line seafood department featuring whole salmon and assorted raw and cooked shrimp.
In the deli, oven-roasted turkey breast, $6.99 a pound. Lipari hard salami, $6.49 a pound. Boiled ham, $5.49 a pound. And Kobe or Kojak cheese, $4.99 a pound.
Now taking orders for Dearborn hams, smoked sausage, fresh sausage, or prime rib.
Shop Huron's Finest for grave blankets and crosses. All the best deals are at Huron's Finest in Baddocks. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Closed Sunday and Thanksgiving Day.